I cast a tram line in the morning with your leaving bushel set. He had further heard the cock crow as he stumbled out the shed. But blind Joseph came towards him with a shotgun in his arms. He said, you'll pay me $20 before you leave my farm. Then Bushel saw the hook which replaced Joseph's hand. He said, I'll calm you down, my brother. Let's discuss this man to man. It's no good you getting angry. We must try to act our age. You're pursuing your convictions like some hermit in a cage. You're the son of your father. Try a little bit harder. Do for me as he would do for you. With the blood and mortar, bricks and water, he built for you a home. You're the son of your father, so treat me as your own. Well, slowly Joseph lowered his rifle and he emptied out the shells. Van Bushel came towards him, shook his thumb and wished him well. Said, well, blind man, that's fine, but I sure can't waste my time. So move aside and let me go my way. I've got a train to ride. Then Joseph turned around. His grin was now a frown. He said, let me just refresh your mind. Your manners, boy, seem hard to find. You're the son of your father. Try a little bit harder. Do for me as he would do for you. With blood and mortar, bricks and water, he built for you a home. You're the son of your father, so treat me as your own. There's a two-man lying dead as nails on an East Virginia farm. For charity's an argument that only leads to harm. So because just when they're kind to you, don't you end up in the dirt? Console yourself with this small thought and you likely won't get hurt. You're the son.